It is time for us to check our forecast as we head into a weekend which has so many different events in our tri-state region, and it looks like the weekend is going to stack up pretty good. Morning, Pat.
And good morning to you. That's the way it looks. Thank goodness for that, right?
Well, across the board, right, yeah.
Well, that's usually what happens following a kind of a subtropical system. We always get nice weather after that. And, you know, aside from a shower today, a passing shower, and the best chance of that is this afternoon, highs are going to be in the low 70s, so not bad. And then tonight, clear, 40 to 45, sun, some patchy cloudiness, a chilly breeze tomorrow, near 60. You have the full Hunter's Moon Saturday night, will be in the 30s. And then on Sunday, sunny, mid-60s. Mainly sunny, mid-60s again on Monday. I don't see any additional rain coming in until sometime Thursday of next week.
What are the temperatures going to look like most of the week next week?
They're going to get mild. They're going to go back into the 70s.
And 50s in the morning?
Well, it depends. If it's clear, yeah. I mean, if it's cloudy, yes. If it's clear, it'll be in the 40s.
All right.
Can't have everything there, Marshall.
No, but I'll take temperatures in the 70s and even in the upper 40s, mid to upper 40s.
Not bad, right?
Not for right now. No, absolutely not.
Right. Yep. So I'm kind of happy because that certainly means, as far as I'm concerned, I'll have some very easy weather to contend with after this week, which was an absolute horror. Who gets rain? Who doesn't get rain? Baseball games, having to worry about the Mets and the whole bit. Now, let me ask you a question. Now, I was going to Google this, but I bet you I said Marshall knows. Okay, so the Mets have a wild card.
Yes.
And they're playing Friday, tonight, yep. Saturday, and Sunday.
Well, okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What happens? Do they have to win two out of the three games?
Yeah.
And then what happens?
Well, then they go on to the next round.
Which is what?
Well, they'll play the winner of another division series that's taking place. You see, you get the two wild card games, okay, series, okay? And then the winners out of that play the two division winners in the National League. And then the winner of that will play in the World Series. So you've got, when you're a wild card, you have to make it through the first wild card series. Then you have to make it through, if you win, the next series, when you're going to play the division winner. And if you're the division winner, you then have to make it through the next series against the other league's division winner.
Okay, so hypothetically, let's say they do win this. Then they're going to play against who after this? Do you know?
I'm trying to think. Hang on a second here. Yeah, it's all set up. Like, let me just bring it up here. I just had it for the sports report, but I'll bring it up again here. All right, so like right now, here's the way it breaks down. In the National League, the Mets are taking on San Diego, and in the other series in the National League, Philadelphia is taking on St. Louis. So if the Mets were to win, they would take on the winner of the Philadelphia-St. Louis series.
Gotcha. Okay, so now let's say they win that.
Then they take on the Atlanta Braves.
Okay. And if they win over the Atlanta Braves?
Wait a second. I got that wrong here. The Mets, if they win the series against San Diego.
Right.
Okay. Then they go on and they face whoever won the series between Philadelphia and St. Louis. And then if they win that.
Right.
They then go on to take on, in the World Series. So there's three steps. Step one, step two, and step three to get to the World Series.
Gotcha. Okay.
But if the Mets win, the team they'll have to take on will be the Dodgers, who have the best record in baseball.
Ooh.
So it's a little bit of a confusing setup, but it works. It keeps fans interested.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fine. They'll have no problem as far as the weather goes playing tonight, tomorrow, or Sunday. So that's a good thing. They don't have to worry about the weather.
And as long as they keep winning, they keep you employed.
I don't know. I guess so. I don't know. You want to call that employed?
Well, they pay you, right?
Of course they do, but it is a lot of work. You know, a couple of people had said to me, have you ever thought about expanding to other major baseball teams?
Oh, you can't. You're one person. You can't.
And even if I were three, it's a lot of work.
You need a staff.
It requires, you know, the only way to do that is we would really, really have to charge a lot more money.
You charge a lot more money and you have to expand your staff.
Yeah, it's just too much work. It's a lot of work. So that's why, you know, at this point right now, we have three baseball teams. Of course, we have the Mets, the Cyclones, and the Long Island Ducks. And, you know, at least the Ducks and the Cyclones, they're out of the picture right now. It's just the Mets. But when all three of them play, and sometimes they all play on the same night, the phones just keep ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing.
Yeah.
And you keep watching the radar. But anyhow, that goes with the turf. And I'm off now. I'll be going up tomorrow morning. And we have four scenes to shoot. We have two scenes to shoot on a deck, okay, near the lake. One scene in the studio and one scene in Vicky's downstairs cabin in the basement. So we have to do those four. And then tomorrow night, we're going to a place called Bell's Mansion in New Jersey. It's a Victorian house with rooms, and you eat in the different rooms. Since we're a party of eight, we may have like one room just for us. And that's our farewell dinner. And it's not cheap. But the way we look at it, it's the farewell dinner. So you spend a little more.
And
Sunday, it's taking down all the sets. Stripping all the sets, getting the studio back into, you know, the order that it was before we set out for movies. So I got to do that on Sunday. And then Monday, I will be closing up, you know, taking everything out, all the food that's in the refrigerator, in the cabinets, stripping all the beds, you know, doing all of that, putting the so-called shutters up around the screen. Now, the guys are going to be working there, the contractors, but whatever I do has will not affect them. You know, so it's not a weekend. I mean, aside from Saturday night where I go out and eat, it's not a weekend that you would say, well, Pat's going to have a nice long holiday weekend to enjoy. No, I'm not. I'm working the whole weekend.
So that farewell dinner, how many people are at that?
There's going to be eight of us.
And this is the super farewell dinner.
Yeah.
The final farewell dinner.
That is correct. I mean, some of us may get together and go out Sunday night, but we never ever do it on a Sunday night into Monday Columbus Day because we never know how many people are staying Sunday night. A lot of people close up Sunday and leave. We're always left till Monday.
Is the food? But what type of food's at this place?
They have everything. You know, they have everything from burgers to pasta to pizza. You know, to steaks, chicken, everything. But it's not cheap, Marshall. I think, like, if you ordered a steak, I think a steak is like $47.
Wow.
Yeah. I looked at Surf and Turf, and for that, it was $34 for Surf and Turf. You know, and a lot of people feel that because it's going to be split eight ways, that they could order more expensive entrees.
No, it's not done that way.
they do it that way. And they also feel that they could drink because that gets split. And out of this eight people, I'm the only one that doesn't drink. I'll have a nice tea. So everybody else will have at least wine or a martini, you know, and the bar bill goes up. There's no doubt about it. I think martinis are like $15 in this place. So the bar bill goes up. So let's just hypothetically say my entree, and I never have dessert either. My entree and my drink come out to, say, $26. Huh. So basically with the tip, my part should be, $6.26, $32.
Yeah.
It'll probably wind up being $72.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
It's a
farewell dinner.
Yeah,
I have to shut my mouth and like it.
Yeah. Nothing you can do.
Yeah.
Unless have the association give you a credit card to use for that night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna happen.
Marshall. The Pope is going to get rid of all of his cardinals. How does that sound?
Yeah, no, it's a little.
No, I don't know that.
Well,
so, anyhow, that, so yeah, so getting back to our weather, sunny to partly cloudy, a shower to, passing through today. We're in the low 70s, and then 40s tonight, sun and clouds, chilly breeze, 60 Saturday, but then mid-60s and sunny Sunday and Monday.
Will the breeze continue on Saturday?
Saturday, yes. That's when we have the breeze, and then it dies down Saturday night with the full moon. That's why we'll be in the 30s, and it'll be nice Sunday and Monday. There won't be too much of a wind to worry about.
Is it the hunter moon this time?
It's the hunter's moon, yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, yeah. I want you to have a good weekend. And who's working Monday?
Dan will be here.
Oh, he will.
Dan, everything's set with Dan. Yep. He's all set down there, and I'm sure you'll have some very amazing stories to hear from Dan and how the eye of the hurricane just about went over him.
All right. Yeah, and it's amazing. He's got his phone and power back already. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, Pat, I'll speak to you Tuesday.
Okay. Everybody, have a nice one. Be safe.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on The Breakfast Club.